Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
We're recording.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda. Oh, my headphones aren't plugged in.
Oh. Can you hear us?
There we go.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear us.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to
The Big Ones.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is The Big Ones. Each week, we discuss new ethical questions on The Big Ones.
The Big Ones.
I thought you were going to be with me. On the big ones.
The big ones.
Anyway, on the big ones.
The questions can be...
Well, I didn't finish.
Oh, my God.
Each week, we discuss new ethical questions, ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices. On the big ones.
The questions can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep with inside yourself. Will you like what you see, Angela Trimber?
Scary, huh?
Yeah. Direct eye contact.
Yes, always.
Wow. I guess that's important.
Of course.
In podcasting, it's the most important thing.
You're right. All right, I'll start looking.
We're also making direct eye contact with our listeners.
We see you.
So you guys know Angela Trimber because she's just the hottest thing out there right now. It's Goop. Tiffany Haddish and Angela Trimber.
Wow.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
So her Instagram is blowing up. You know her from the LA City Municipal Dance Squad. You know her from Final Girls. You know her from the first season of The Big Ones.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, I get stopped for that.
You do?
Yeah. I say, yeah, voice.
They do.
When you're walking down the street talking to yourself. That was actually a very iconic episode when we discussed, would you go into the goop?
Yeah,
I've asked so many people about that. Everyone says that they would, they kind of agree with me after I explain my theory.
And refresh us on your theory.
Well, that it would be that I'd go in the goop as some sort of offering to science where you get to watch, as long as there's some sort of, you get to watch what I'm doing.
See, that's so you, Angela. You just, you live your life out loud.
She's Truman Show. She's Truman.
Truman.
She's a willful,
though.
Yes, you're a willful Truman.
Willful
voluntary Truman.
You kept you'd show up every day at that big globe studio and you'd go, put me in there. That's a good movie.
With the fake sky.
Before we go any further with this, let's do our ask.
Oh, that's such a good idea, Amanda.
Because this is what we do now, Angela.
Oh,
Someone told us that most male podcasts, they will ask to join your Patreon to rate and review. They do that at the beginning, where most women podcasts do it at the end. So now we do ours.
And while they're cooking.
And what's the theory?
The theory is if you do it more aggressive and more powerfully right at the beginning of the episode, people are more likely to do it, to give you money.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it, and then you just come in and you be as aggressive as possible. Okay.
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 You will rate and review us on iTunes.
You will give us 5 stars if you think it's a good podcast.
No, you do think it's
you
a good.
You do when you think it's a good podcast.
You will join our Patreon, and for as little as $1 a month, you'll get 2 bonus episodes.
A dollar's nothing.
It's so true.
You will tell your friends about this podcast.
You already have, and they love you for it. Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again.
Do it now. I have your daughter.
No. Dad, just do
Yeah.
Daddy, please.
So
thanks, guys.
So we'll just read. We like to do this just to show people that your reviews don't go unnoticed.
Oh.
So this is one that came in on Monday on iTunes.
Okay.
It's 5 stars.
Wow.
And it's from Grumpy Stiltskin.
Aw. Adorable.
Quality podcast. This quality podcast is worth listening to till the end. This quality podcast is worth rating and reviewing. This quality podcast stars two wonderful hosts who are exceptional in every way. This quality podcast also features quality guests. This quality podcast is worth rating and reviewing. I said that already. This quality podcast is much better than many other podcasts. I prefer this quality podcast. This content is quality. It must continue. Tell your friends about this quality podcast. You and they must download and stream this quality podcast, lest a curse be unleashed upon your house. I got you, girl.
Is that for real?
Yeah,
that's for real.
Was the subject quality podcast?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice. I like
that.
It's
like a poem, kind of. Some sort of haiku. Yeah,
it really is.
It's like a sick haiku.
Okay, Angela, so you know the drill.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being here.
I love hanging out with you guys. I'm excited.
So we like at the beginning of each episode to ask our guests if they have any little big ones they're dealing with. Do you have any?
I have two right on my chest.
Uh-oh.
No. So as you know, I went through breast cancer treatment and I got the temporary boobs out and the new, hopefully permanent ones in. But through my healing process, when I initially had perfect breasts, now I have, you know, cancer-free breasts, yes, but the nipple is very wonky. My left nipple is like on the left side, you know, it's almost side boobing in my artistic opinion.
And was that necessary in the reconstruction or was that like a slip up?
Well, I don't. My doctor said it's all part of healing. That it's all part of everyone's body's different. Everyone heals differently since they've removed every tissue from my breast. I'm taking off my jacket. It felt noisy. Since they removed all the tissue from my breast, who knows how it'll heal or stretch out or something. Uh-huh. So I don't think it was a snafu per se. I think it's just how it goes.
Right.
And so when I mentioned it to my doctor, she acknowledged that, yes, it is, in fact, different than what I had before. It is wonky, but they could cut around the nipple and remove it and then sew it onto the center so it matches the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But it could kill the nerve and it could end with, like, a black nipple. There's a chance that it would be... It could ruin it, and it could change the shape of it somehow.
Right. Risky business.
Right. So do I want a wonky nipple and, mm-hmm. That's just so it goes, or do I take the risk? Because it's not a huge risk. It's a small risk.
It's a small risk. The same risk you had on the initial surgery that something could have happened to your nipples, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Grateful that I have my own nipples for sure.
Totally.
So.
I mean, I will say, and maybe we'll post some pictures on our Patreon.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
For $1, you can see my boobs.
Oh my God. Angela, if you'll let us. We need that money.
You can put little dollars over.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's
they
the
need
point.
To see. We'll just put a dollar over your face.
Okay.
Now, I will say we just saw Angela's boobs, and they look amazing, even with the slightly off-center nipple.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So,
there's nothing. If I were to look at them, I wouldn't be like, huh? Like, that's weird. It's only when you point it out and then it's clear that you're thinking about it that it's like...
Right.
But, you know, and you were so, the listeners maybe don't know this, you loved your old boobs. You were, like, obsessed
so
with them.
Yeah.
I always...
And yeah. Rightly so, they were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were a teardrop shape. They were...
Small, but large.
Lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Small, but large. Small, but large. Soft, but firm.
You had very perky, like, nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supple.
Yeah. But listen, one consolation might be that everyone's bodies change with age anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
everyone's nipples do veer off to the sides.
That's what everyone's been saying. Like,
And well, I've noticed recently, like, as I'm getting a little bit older, I've always had really kind of like full, like perky boobs.
Okay.
But now as I'm getting,
where's this going?
But now as I'm getting older, I think I'm losing some of my fat. You know what I mean? So now they're becoming more teardrop in my old age.
Great.
And they are, they look good still. I like them, but they are starting to go every which way.
The nipples.
The nipples. Mm-hmm. Instead of just pointing like up, they used to be like up, almost back up and around until they were pointing down sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whichever way you needed to be driving, they'd point.
So I do think it's like, if you can just imagine that maybe. Maybe this is just, you know, part of the process. And
right.
Maybe you could learn to love it, your little wonker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's true.
And there's also, like, shading. You know, you could do some, like Kardashian kind of, like, what's that called?
When contouring?
Contouring.
Or if you want, you could just form, if you do it on both of those, make it like one big nipple. If you started from the middle and shaded out.
Can I say what they said at before surgery, Angela?
Hey, whatever, yeah.
Before surgery, the doctor came in to the room, and Angela's in her gown, and then she was like she was taking a look at Angela, and she went, huh? And then she went, that's your third nipple, Angela.
What?
Yeah, under your arm, and you went, no, it's not. And she went, yeah, you have a third nipple. And you went, well, get rid of it.
I forgot about that.
Wait, do you still have it?
Well, what was it? I don't remember. Like, it was under my armpit.
It was literally like a little mole or something. Yeah, it was like in over my here. I think it was like in your back, kind of, or something like that.
It was like this part of the...
I don't remember exactly where it was, but you were livid.
Well, because that's insane and embarrassing and not true. How can you say it was like a roll of fat?
Yeah, no, it didn't look like a nipple at all. It was literally like a little mole or something.
Wait, and the doctor was serious.
Oh yeah, the doctor was like, and Angela was too, in saying like, you need to stop.
You
like,
need to shut your mouth.
You need to shut your
right
goddamn
now.
Mouth.
I really honestly forgot about that. I wonder if I still do, but you don't remember where? Because she did do some sort of tinkering this last one.
No, I don't remember. Yeah. I'm sure it just looks like a little mole. But then she was like, most people don't just have two nipples. Like, a lot of people have a lot of them.
No.
I have six down my belly.
No. Oh, your happy trail?
I don't
my
remember
arm
that.
Is completely covered in them.
I want to know. I want to look up third nipple. Well, maybe we could do it.
I think it just is kind of like a mole or something.
Yeah, that's what it, if you lift up the turnaround, Angela, maybe it's on your back. Like, turn...
Oh, I think I see it.
Okay.
Oh, that one right there?
Okay, guys, what?
That right there.
Yeah. This?
Yeah.
That's a nipple.
Okay, no, it's not. It's skin.
No, Angela.
What? You see as a round pink areola?
No, it doesn't look like your front ones.
It's like a child's nipple.
Okay, take a picture of it. Take a picture of it right now.
Look at the flash on. I think we all have that.
That is what you're looking
yeah.
at?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, no, that looks like it's a cigarette burn or something.
Well, which is it? A nipple or a cigarette
burn? I'd rather
it
be a cigarette burn. That's way cooler.
I don't know. I think it's cool.
All right, well, you can upload that for the Patreons, just so you know.
Well, just your third nipple. That is on the side, though. If you think this one's to the side, that one's really...
And that's the one she's talking about.
Oh, my God. Well...
No, I think, Angela, I think you should give it a little time, and if it still bothers you a lot, then, you know, it's, you know.
Then go take the risk.
Well, I'm not doing anything for a year. I'm good on surgeries for a minute.
Yeah, you've been through a lot. But,
you have.
But, so yeah, so I guess it's not a little big one in a sense where I'm like, what do I do right now? But I got to think about it. But what I think is so funny, that after you remove your entire breast, you get... You know, whatever. You cut it all out, you still get nipple hair.
Why is that?
Isn't that crazy? You'd think that there'd be like the tiniest silver lining, which is like, you're good. No, I have tons of nipple hair around.
And what is that? Where is that coming from?
I don't see any nipple hairs.
Thank you. Well, you saw a third nipple. I'm sure if you got closer.
No, it's just too. It's
just
braided.
Plucking.
It's down. It's like your.
It's
nipple.
Just braided to the third nipple.
Yeah, your third nipple has a ton of hair. Jesus.
Anyway, but
our bodies are amazing, and medical science.
God bless them. God bless the medical people.
It is pretty wild how much your body heals by itself.
Yeah.
And the things that they can do to, yeah. The fact that they could even remove a nipple and move it over and sew it back on.
And then it's just like, I'm going to chill here and like stay here. That's insane.
Yeah. The body's a wonderful thing, but it's also a horrible thing.
I know. Well, it's mainly wonderful. How is it horrible?
Well, just like when it bleeds and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I know. Well, I'm in menopause.
That's right. That's so right. You're going through menopause at the mm-hmm. and how are you doing?
Oy, it's not very fun. It's mainly the hot flashes that sucks the most.
And that feels just like you're like in a sauna.
Yeah, like I always wake up at exactly 2:15 drenched in sweat, and then I take off the shirt and then I put on a fan and then I lay there until I get too cold, and then so like all and then usually that happens around 4:30 as well.
4:32.
But you know, so like yeah, I don't sleep as well, kind of thing. But other than that, I guess it's emotional.
Yeah. There's a lot of do you have to stay in forced menopause
for 5 years?
As long as you have to be on this medication.
Yeah.
It's not like it will happen and then pass. It's like going to be the whole time.
Yeah.
Because
it's paired with the medication. Yeah.
And you have to take that medication.
If I want to try to have a kid, I can try after a year of being on this medication. I can go off of it and then try to have a kid with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've Patreon subscribers will look at your resumes, yes. But only Patreon subscribers.
Oh yeah, if you need a sperm donor, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And then I can, but I have to go back on for a total of 5 years at some point.
So. Wow.
I know.
So how crazy.
What does that do? What is that doing to your body to help
keeps
your body?
Estrogen levels low it prevents my body from creating estrogen since my cancer was estrogen positive.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's so. And for anyone who doesn't follow Angela, she was really open about her whole cancer journey. So if you follow her on Instagram, you can, if you don't know what she's talking about,
mm-hmm. It's crazy. Check it out. It hasn't even been a year. Has it? Isn't that the nuttiest thing?
It also feels like it has been.
Right.
It feels like
right.
It's been years.
That's, I mean, it's only really 2 months from being a year.
That's crazy.
It was diagnosed July 8th.
Oh, yeah, it both seems a lot longer, and like that was only yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you at all, now that you're done with treatments and have your forever boobs in, like, are you at all feeling more normal? Or is the forced menopause just making you still feel horrible?
I think it's hard to say since I'm not allowed to do any, you know, I can't get my heart rate up right now for 2 months trying to keep the boobs healing properly and the fat that they put in around the boob to attach itself so that I don't lose it. So it's hard to, I don't feel normal in any way because I can't even keep, you know, my happiness up from exercise, which is what you're supposed to do when you're sad. So I would say I don't feel normal quite yet. I'm going through more of the emotional frustration of physically not being allowed to move, knowing that I could. It's not like the surgery kind where it's like, I can't, it hurts. Like, I have to like sit on my hands, you know, that kind of thing. So
and you're so active.
So active. I can't wait to be active and feel normal again. And that's when I think I'll feel like myself.
Well,
but July 14th, I'm doing a slightly guided dance party at the MoCA Museum.
That
and that'll
is
be
so
my first.
Cool.
You guys both have to come.
Amazing.
I would love that.
You really have to come.
I want to come. I will come
you
after.
Will come. Will come to Angela's dance party.
After I accidentally took that Zumba class this morning, yeah. I now feel I've gotten my groove back I'll be able to come to a dance workshop.
Amanda was showing us some of her moves from her Zumba class.
They were really fun.
I wasn't going full out either. So
why not?
Because I was trying to find I need to follow the teacher.
Yeah.
Got it.
But that's what the slightly guided dance parties are. You're sort of following someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know how like in those songs when it's the song would say, now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Like,
yeah.
I was at a house party and I saw everyone's just standing around. And then at that part, they were like, oh, I know what to do.
Right.
And I'm like, that's sometimes people just need to be told.
That's why so many songs have that. To the left, to the right.
Yeah.
So that everyone knows what to do. Now when slide.
When the sweat drips down my balls.
No. You weirdo.
And then
take one Zumba class and all of a sudden she's...
Well, I always know it's great because at that part, I always know to let the sweat drip down my balls.
No. And what's that move look like?
Oh, I just let literally.
She just stands still. She is dancing, but then she stands still and closes her eyes.
So when is the mocha dance party?
July 14th. It's Sunday from, I think, 7 to 9.
Okay. Snacks? You want me to bring snacks?
You can bring them.
For myself. I'll bring a trail
for
mix.
Yourself.
I'll bring a trail
we'll
mix.
We'll have kombucha and coconut water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're getting some sponsors.
That's awesome.
Well, actually, I don't know when this is going to air.
This is going to be Tuesday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so people can put it in there. And where can they buy tickets?
I think through the Mocha, but we won't announce it till like June. So just follow the Dance Squad page at LA City Municipal Dance Squad, and we'll, you know, we'll announce them soon. I mean, it's a big space, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really, so cool.
I'm really excited to finally have the space to support everyone because we have to turn people away, and that doesn't feel good either. No, I want it to be,
but it's also probably felt really powerful.
Well, you know, you gotta like stay on top of things and get your ticket.
I'm sorry, there's just not any room for you.
Try again next time, honey. Okay, I'll pull up our big one this week.
Okay,
and this is gonna be pretty fun.
Now, did you guys select this for me personally, or whoever came today would have had this question?
It was mostly. I think you'll appreciate it. I hope. Do you think she?
I don't know. I don't know.
You
don't
know better.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna think. Honestly,
I'm sure I will.
Okay.
Oh, and you know, this. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you, but I'm happy I did. This season, we're doing all big ones from the big screen. So they're all based on movies.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
that's why you call it the big ones, because it's the big screen ones?
Oh, no, it's always the big ones, but she says big ones of the big screen.
I see.
Yeah,
okay,
but
great.
Good point.
Okay.
This is a little bit less cerebral than the last one we did with you.
No
so
problem.
It's a little bit more from the heart.
Great, that's who I am right now.
You are a rich girl in 1940s South Carolina, and you have a summer romance with a bad boy from the wrong side of the tracks, mill worker Noah Calhoun. Your parents don't approve, but you fall in love anyway. Your parents cut the affair short by making you go with them back to Charleston. Meanwhile, Noah goes off to serve in World War II. You also do your duty by serving as a nurse, where you meet Captain Lon Hammond Jr., a young lawyer who comes from old Southern money. You fall in love and get engaged. Your parents are thrilled. But when Noah returns to your small town years later, on the cusp of your wedding day, it soon becomes clear that your romance is anything but over. Do you break your promise to Lon for true love with Noah?
So this is from The Notebook.
Oh, okay. I thought it was some sort of Disney movie. No, I'm just kidding. I knew it was right away.
And I think the other question in this, too, is do you, because in the movie, she sees Noah's picture in the paper. And that was my...
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
By the way, have you ever, pause real quick, have you ever watched her audition tape online?
Yes.
So
oh, my God.
Well, it's easy
so
when you got
good.
Gosling right in front of you.
True. That is true.
And of when course. You're that close to getting it.
Right.
Then
right.
You can
and also,
up.
They were dating, right?
No, not
no.
Yet. They
not
hated
yet,
each other at first.
They did not.
Yes, they
no,
did.
No, they
did. Yes,
what?
They did. They
what? Did not.
They hated each other at first. She said
no.
She thought he was weird.
No.
You
Sorry?
Don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
Hmm.
I don't believe that she hated him. I don't believe it.
Maybe not hate, but she was like, ugh, like he's weird. And then he charmed her. He charmed her.
I can see, like, you don't want to, it's like, oh, an actor guy who's like,
yeah.
You know, ugh. And then he's
yeah.
Shows that he's also
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the question of if you see your ex-lover's face in the paper, do you go to see if that spark is still there or do you leave it? Because she goes, if you guys haven't seen The Notebook, she goes back to see if, you know, the spark is still there while she's preparing to marry Lon.
Well, this is what happens is because she's getting fitted for her wedding dress to Lon. And she sees her and Noah had
is
always...
Is his name L-O-N-G?
It's L-O-N. Lon.
Lon.
Okay.
So they had always dreamed of buying this old house and fixing it up. And so she sees in the paper that Noah Calhoun's back and he bought this house and he's fixing it up. So she kind of, that's kind of a signal to her.
Yeah.
And so she's her choice at that point is, does she go and engage with him? Or
when she's already engaged to
Lon Hammond.
And Lon is no slouch.
Okay, well, I know. So can we just start by like comparing...
Lon and Noah?
Yeah, Lon and Noah side by side.
Yes. Noah is passionate and charming and a great listener.
Okay, you're also right now describing Lon.
Okay.
You really are.
Well, Lon is passionate. I mean, he's fun. I don't know that he's that passionate.
I think he's a little bit more...
He's not as brooding.
Boring.
Well, I would say
it's been a while since I've seen it, but
can you just grab a scene of Lon and Allie really quickly so we can just see Lon? Because I have a feeling we're going to go into this and you're going to think, both of you, because you haven't watched it as much as I have, you're going to think that Lon is like this like boring guy. And he's not. He makes Allie laugh.
I would never call Lon boring.
Okay. Okay, it could have just been my interpretation at the time.
Yeah, I know. Well, you... Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Bring on the waterworks. What is this?
This just... Seems... Is this music from the scene? No, this is... This is some sort of YouTube cut.
Yeah, this is Noah and Allie.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're seeing... Oh, my God. So now Noah and Allie are dancing in the street.
Wait, let me find a clip with language.
I need to hear it.
So they, you know what he is? You know what Noah is that Lon isn't? He's physical.
He's physical?
Well, he gets in there and he's like, and they fight. Like, I don't think her and Lon fight.
No, I think that Lon is easy and Noah is difficult, but Noah and Allie have this kind of
spark
that can cause fights, but also you don't have passion without those fights, right?
A spark causes a fire.
Yeah, yes. That's the truth. There's fire there. That's exactly right, yeah. Angela.
And with Lon, there's smoke, but there's no fire.
Wait a minute. Okay, I need to find the scene where Lon proposes. Oh, here's a cut of
A little bit of a daredevil. He's a little bit of a devilish boy because the way he hits on her when she's his nurse is...
Well, Lon's a rich boy.
Will you turn up the... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's Lon when we first meet him. He's in a neck brace.
Oh, right. It is a romantic storyline now that I remember.
Yeah. He's a wounded soldier.
I noticed that you weren't wearing a ring. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Excuse me?
On a date.
Okay, so now she's getting up.
He's clearly really handsome, even when you can barely see his face.
Yeah, but his face is all squished together.
Okay, I'm gonna fast forward us a little bit here.
All right.
Okay, Casanova. Come on.
All right, she's belittling him, but it's okay. He'll get her back. Okay, so now they're all at dinner, and now he's healed.
This is her and her family?
Yeah, and him. Wow. Okay, and the band leader is going nuts.
The band leader.
Yeah, but look, they're feeding each other. They're laughing.
Wiley, I've been thinking a lot about why we shouldn't get married.
Okay. I give up. Why shouldn't we get married?
Well, see, that's the thing. I couldn't think of anything at first, and then it just dawned on me. Your parents.
My parents?
Yeah, absolutely. Your old mom and dad. See, thank you for that. Yeah, see, the problem is that they love me. I'm exactly the kind of man that they want you to end up with.
Really?
You know, I'm wealthy. I'm from the South. I got a decent job. You know, I'm an incredible dancer. I'm a really smart guy. Very...
See, she makes him laugh.
So I like to think
she can make him laugh.
Just this. If
I'm
you
about him making her laugh.
Now listen close. If you marry me,
yeah,
then you will have lost a lifelong battle of defiance against them.
Oh my goodness, what are we gonna do?
I do not know.
See, he plays off of her pretty well.
Right?
Okay, so we know they get engaged.
All right,
here.
Well, let's see. So, I mean,
okay,
I
we saw well, some
yeah,
line.
I get it. I remember.
Do you remember now?
Yeah,
so,
I remember.
So Lon is not terrible. Okay, so like Lon is sexy. Lon is fun. Lon is
confident.
Confident.
Oh my God. I've never
worked hard.
Anything like it.
Yeah, I mean he's rich. Your family loves him. Lon is easy.
He's easy. You don't fight with him.
And he would be loyal. I can tell.
Oh yeah, super loyal.
He would love you, but would he love you like Noah loves you when you've got Alzheimer's?
Right. So let's describe. So that's Lon. Well, who's Noah to her?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. And he's...
Noah's volatile. Noah's moody.
Noah is moody and volatile.
Oh, right.
And he doesn't let her get her way.
Well, but let's remember, he's volatile only when it's... when things don't make sense, you know? When it's like, why? Why can't we? Why?
Yeah, no, yeah.
I'm in love with you.
Yeah, oh, God. That's amazing. Oh, for a man God. To shake you and just say, I'm in love with you, you're being an idiot.
Yeah, you're being an idiot. You idiot.
I wouldn't say that's volatile. I would say that's expressive and firm in his...
But he also doesn't let her get her... Like, she gets mad at Noah a lot because they... And they fight because he, like... He doesn't let her be the kind of spoiled girl she is. Whereas Lon... like embraces that and is like and is like let me shower you with things, let me do this, whereas Noah does that in his own way because then he builds her that art studio.
But that's, he's fostering the best parts of her,
he's
pushing her to be a more dynamic person.
He's quieter than Lon. He's introverted. He's not as glossy. He's not as flashy.
He wouldn't do a big fake laugh.
No, I don't even know if he would laugh, you know? So, first things first, should we do a little role play? An initial poll?
Oh, a role play? Sure.
Or an initial poll.
So, let's just go around and say, because there's a case to be made that, like, you should be with Lon.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Lon. So, let's just go around and say, are we a Lon girl or a Noah girl?
Well, we know what Maria is.
I'm a Noah girl.
You are?
Yeah.
You just pressed so hard for Lon.
Because I didn't want to go into that because I know Lon's a good guy.
All right. Amanda?
Ew! God!
Sick. Can I have both?
It's her Zumba class. She's back in her Zumba class.
I like them both so much. I like them both.
They are very...
Well, one thing I will say, it's nice to go with thing like if her family really hated Noah that much, right? They didn't like him. Right?
Oh no, the mother is just not having it.
So you're also kind of choosing between your family or a guy at that point.
Well, I will say that my instinct is I like a lot of things about Lon. You know, yeah. I like someone who has their life together and who doesn't kind of play games, you know, and Lon knows what he wants. Mm-hmm. Right?
He's gonna get it.
And we've had such an easy time together where Noah and I have had this history, this tumultuous history, right? So I like Lon, but what gets me about Noah and why I have to say Noah is that he built her a fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, like, that's hot.
One thing I wish that Lon and Noah both started as children in the same fair play. Because if both of them started off without any, you know, privilege in any way, and Lon went off to do this and Noah stayed being this guy, like, maybe I'd say Lon.
Yeah, but because they do have very similar charms about them.
Right. But Lon, it's hard to say that he's successful and he's worked hard and he knows what he wants when he had a golden ticket to anywhere he wanted to go or anywhere someone shoot him off to. I will say Noah. I will say Noah because I personally am someone that has more artistic kind of energy. I want to have great conversation. I want someone that challenges me. I want someone that brings out sides of me that are not necessarily celebrated and shape them, and I think that's Noah.
Yeah. I think the key too with her and Noah is like there's a passion there.
Right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, add this into the equation. You're already engaged to Lon. Okay, so this is not how we're coming. Like,
and how did that happen again?
Like, I mean, Noah was gone for 2 years.
No, it wasn't that he was gone.
Well, this is the thing. He was sending her letters the whole time, but her mom was, we find out later. Mother had been intercepting them. Wrote her. There's a longer time jump.
No, I know. It's not 2 years, though. It's like 7 years.
Okay, yeah. It's a long time jump.
So she left for this. So she was there for the summer where Noah lived with his dad. And then she had to go back to Charleston because the summer was over. Then he wrote her a letter every day for a year, and she never wrote him back because the mother was intercepting them. Then he went to war. Then she met Lon. And she didn't think he ever wrote her. So then it's like 7 years go by. And so she's thinking like that was just a thing of the past. I was just like a nothing to him. She gets engaged to Lon, and that's when she sees Noah's picture in the paper because he rebuilt the house that he said he was going to.
Okay, so let's do an improv. Who wants to be who?
I'm cool with playing all of them because I can find myself in any of them.
I mean, I have to say I think I'm a Lon type.
I know you are.
So you want to be Lon?
I'm Lon.
Okay.
Go ahead, Angela. Who do you feel?
I'll be Noah.
Okay.
Is that who you were going to be?
No.
Okay, great.
And I'll be Noah, too.
Okay.
No, I'll be Allie. Okay, so where are we? What are we doing?
I think this is the scene where Allie has gone to visit Noah, and Lon comes to the house. And is going to get her back.
But we're not reenacting.
Well, that's not a real scene.
Oh, okay,
it's not?
Great.
No. It is in my mind.
Okay. I know. Well, this is a fan... I'm hearing a lot of fan fiction kind of theories and stuff.
Is this the first time we've seen each other in a long time?
Or maybe we're... What if Lon and Allie are like at dinner and Noah shows up?
Okay. Or we could do like we're all at the grocery store.
Yeah. Well, that does happen that Noah sees them at dinner.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do that then.
But he doesn't talk to them. But this, the fan fiction version is he goes in and does talk to them.
Yeah. Yes. This is perfect. So you're looking in at the window. You'll witness a little bit of us going back and forth, and then you come interrupt.
Okay.
Allie, why don't we get another round of those oysters?
Oh, Lon, you are too much,
another
really.
Another dozen on the half shell for my lady.
Lon,
she loves
please.
An oyster. Allie, eat it.
No, Lon, please.
You'll like it if you just try it.
I've tried it. Oh, your hair is so smooth.
I love you, Allie.
I love you too, Lon.
I can't wait to make you my wife.
Lon, you spoil me too much.
Well, speaking of spoiling you, here's a diamond necklace.
Lon, you didn't. Lon, no!
Looks like a bunch of dirty stones to me.
Jesus!
You don't like oysters, Allie. You never have.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how much mercury is in oysters?
Excuse me, sir.
Why, Lon, this is Noah Calhoun. I haven't seen Noah since I was 17 years
old. 17 years old.
Oh,
17.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
You look beautiful. Beautiful. You look beautiful. You are beautiful.
Noah, Lon.
Noah, would you like to have a seat and join us?
Oh, Lon, I don't think so. I think Noah's going to be on
his
way.
Yes. Can we get a chair? Thanks.
So Noah, that's funny. I've known my fiance here for 7 years. She's never mentioned a Noah Calhoun.
Really?
Lon, it was but a summer fling. Noah, you must remember. You must remember all those letters I sent you. Or the you must have funny. I never got a single letter from Noah, and he said how much he loved me before I left.
I sent you a letter every goddamn day. Every day I wrote. My fingers hurt from it. My fingers hurt from writing you.
Noah, please.
My God. Now, Noah, I think I have to tell you that Allie and I are to be wed in the spring.
Noah, I'm sorry. You didn't write me.
I wrote to you.
You didn't. I'm sorry, but I have
your mother. I bet it was that bitch of a mother.
Now, if I may suggest something, I can tell that you two still have a lot of unfinished business.
Thank you for acknowledging that, and I do agree, and I think we should take a night together.
Allie, listen, we'll go in the ocean and
I'll catch you some oysters.
Now listen here, everyone. Listen to what I have to say.
It hurts my head.
Allie, I think we all three of us need to spend a night together.
No, not again. He does this every time we run into a fella.
Now, Allie, listen to me. It's the only way you're going to figure out.
No, he does this every time.
time.
Well, actually, I think it might make some sense. Let's just...
All right, cut to the house. Everyone's soaking wet.
No!
It's a rainstorm. Oh, Allie.
Oh, Lon.
Where are your paintbrushes? I want to stick one up me.
All right, and scene. And scene. This is gross.
See, I would have liked that.
Well...
Now, hold on a minute.
I gotta say, it's fun to be a passionate man.
Isn't it?
Was, wow. That was coming across. Free. It didn't come across as passionate. It came across as aggression.
It's true.
It came across as just testosterone.
Well, I was trying to imagine all the feelings that he would have from seeing... Like, I can only imagine watching someone that I love have this.
It would be horrible.
It would be weird for me to...
Well, let's put ourselves in Allie's position really quickly. And I know it's hard because she's Allie. She's Allie.
Yeah.
You're with the person with the person that you've that you've had the biggest connection to, right? In mm-hmm. your life. I mean, that would be Matt, be Craig for me,
Skylar
for you.
Okay, and you're saying who's that, Lon or Noah?
That would be Lon.
Wait, Skylar's Lon?
It would be Noah, right? But then you're with who's like a celebrity that like you have a crush on, that would you're like that. Does this make sense?
James Marsden.
Yeah. Then we're all dating James Marsden. No, but
we would all pick our
right. But what if it was the same? Okay. What if they were? What if it was the parts of Matt that were like the Noah part and the parts of Matt that were the Lon part?
Okay, let me set this up. I think this is what you're trying to do. You know, imagine the first month of us dating our sweethearts, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know Angela has a complicated relationship with her sweetheart. But for this case, okay, imagine those first 2 months, how fun and passionate they were. Mm. Now imagine that person disappeared off the face of the earth, cut to 7 years later.
They show up.
Okay, and now, 7 years later, you're with... them today, but let's say it's like the future version of them after mm-hmm. the spark is gone,
right?
Not like the spark is gone,
this
but just
a good
imagine.
Movie. This is a good movie, though. The your spouse shows up, but it's
the old spouse the who old like spouse. Doesn't know all your, you know, who is like the passion from seven years ago.
Do you start over? Yeah. Do you get this, Angela?
It's kind of complicated.
No, but it makes so much sense to me. It's crazy.
How about this? It's the same kind of La La Land dilemma, which we should do that at some point. But let's say now we're all in a relationship with James Marsden. He's really nice. We're really happy. We have a fun life with him. We have like this nice apartment.
There's nothing bad. There's nothing bad going on. It's just that there is, and you don't realize anything's missing until this person comes back into your life.
I mean, I think at that point, if I were engaged, and not even just engaged, but like on the cusp of my wedding day, we're talking like it's like a month out, right? Yeah. Not even. Mm-hmm. I think I could compartmentalize and be the good girl and go through with it. Like, it would take a lot to break off an engagement.
Well, and a lot of things can change in 7 years. I mean, he could be...
Totally.
Yeah. Who knows what... I would... like to make a decision after spending some time, like what she does. She goes to his place.
So do you think that that's right for her to do? Is to kind of go without telling Lon? To like go...
No, I think I wish that she said, I'd like to visit this person and spend time with him. I think I'm all about the honesty.
I think she might do that, actually.
Does she?
Well, I think she has a conversation. I don't know if it's...
I'm sure he didn't like it.
He was very understanding of it, to be honest.
Well, seems like a great guy.
I know, that's the thing, which makes it even harder, that he is so understanding about it. I mean, if your fiance came to you and said, hey, this old fling came back,
yeah.
I mean, we'd all be dead.
No,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's right to go. I mean, if she had that big of a connection with him, yeah, she should be honest with Lon and then go see if that connection is still there.
I mean, if it's going to eat you alive and it's going to end up kind of screwing up your marriage anyway, because you're always going to be wondering what could have been.
Mm-hmm. You know how easy it is to get turned off by someone. Like, they just say one thing and you're like, zonk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she does what she has to do. And I think it's like obviously wrong. They sleep together and stuff. Like, I think she should have called off the wedding before they got stuck in that boat.
Right. Yeah. It's hard, man, because you really do, you know, they're two, the thing with this movie is there, it's not like one was the villain, like they're two great guys, but what's, you know, you just got to follow your heart.
Do you think that Craig is a Lon or a Gosling?
He's a Noah.
Craig's a Noah.
Oh yeah. Big time Noah.
Amanda?
I think Matt's like a fusion.
Yeah.
Cause he's like part Lon, but then we do fight.
He's like Lon, but if they fought.
And Skylar's a Noah.
Yeah, I think he's a Noah, but he's not really like, I've seen him be very passionate, but he's definitely more of like a, well, however the universe wants to present itself. Like he wouldn't.
Right.
I've seen him fight it for me in a sense, but I don't think that's his personality.
Right. Right.
But he would definitely build a house for someone. Yeah. And he's a good, super sexy. And
yeah, that's how I do feel about Matt, is he did build me this house. Yeah.
And he does encourage me to do things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's more of a Noah for sure.
I think it sucks, but I think, like, doing something that's kind of sad and mean to someone and, like, having that sort of affair, if you will.
Because she cheated, right?
She cheats, basically. Before you get married is, in the long run, the better thing to do than just, like, go through the motions, get married, and then deal with it after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, because you have to compare. It's your life, right? And if you marry Lon, it's not going to be the life that you want. And you have to look at the big picture. You're going to upset some people now by calling off the wedding, and you're going to hurt Lon. But the big picture is that you get to be with the person you're meant to be with.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's more important.
If you believe that there's one person you're meant to be with.
That's true. Or you're gonna have, for you, a more interesting life being with Noah.
How did the movie end again?
They die.
They die together.
Yeah.
So she chooses them and they grow old together, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he stays with her as she's losing it.
Yeah.
And then they die at the same time. Right, right. So I think we're all saying that you got to go with Noah, right?
Well, you got to go. It's just hard because it's like there was nothing wrong with Lon. She just has, like, that's the hardest decision. I don't envy Allie.
Well, also, it's tough because it's not really a thing where you can put it all up on the board and logically. It has to be a specific energy that only your gut can pick up on.
And I'd be afraid, but there is this fear, though, that she goes back to Noah for, what, like a couple days, which was what she does, and that passion is still there, right? But there's then that fear of, like, hey, I've been with Lon for 7 years and things are great. Noah and I have only had, like, moments together, basically.
Remember Blue Valentine?
Yeah.
I feel like that could be what happens if you
if you're not careful.
With Noah.
That's the thing. It's like scary to she's taking a big risk.
Yeah.
By
going with someone a lot more.
It's like a long
all over the place.
And someone that she's never had to really deal with, like, the day to day with, because all she's ever had is passion with him. She's never had to deal with the day-to-day.
Right,
that's true. That is true. But
and it was always secretive. You know,
yeah, and it was always her going against her parents. And it was like, and it happened when she was 17. So she probably, like, feels, you know, like she's 17 again.
This is the thing. In the movie, we get to see how it all pans out with Noah, and it's beautiful. I wish they'd make a version where she makes the other choice, and we can see how it pans out with Marsden.
Well, they should do that and call it, like, the composition book.
Well, cute. So here's the interesting thing, if I may. So her mom, there's that subplot that the mom did have a fling with a Noah-type guy when she was younger, who works at the lumber yard or whatever.
She didn't want her daughter to make the same mistake she did.
Well, she I don't know. It was right, but she married the Lon.
Yeah.
And she looks back on the guy going, I loved this guy, but I wouldn't take away my life with your father at all. Like, I love him. I have got beautiful kids. I like the life I have. But this is, you know, I didn't make that choice. So we do get to see what it looks like when the other person.
And that mom's having fun.
Oh my God. She's having a great time. But why does she not want her to be with Noah so much?
Well, I think she thinks this is what's best for her daughter, but then she has a change of heart and she gives her the letters.
She does give her the letters, mm-hmm. right? I gotta watch this.
Yeah, it's such so a good nice. Movie. You know, my friend Lauren loved the movie, but she hated the old people part.
Oh, me too. You have to turn it off.
So she had a version where her friend edited out all the old people. That's nice. So she just has like a half hour version that's all the
that's nice. Young. That's a the cool 1940s. Gift to give someone.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, it is better when they're not old. That yeah. gets a little too much. But it is nice, but I don't need it.
No, we did not need to be in there.
It could have just been you show that at the end and we get it. It didn't have to be peppered throughout.
No.
No.
And then their kids are weird.
Yeah, no.
Their kids, and they're like, what's going on with mama? Like, that's how they talk.
No.
Right, we don't need any of that.
Should we go to a Dear Big Ones? Did we resolve the notebook?
I think we resolved it. I know.
Follow your heart.
Follow your
moms,
heart.
Moms, let your daughters decide. Don't interfere. Let you know. That's fathers, the main lesson is more good. About the mothers.
And you have to follow your own heart and not do what you think is right because that's what's expected of you. And that's what eventually she follows her heart.
Yes.
So here's the Dear Big Ones. Dear Big Ones, I'm a big fan and college student. For the past few months, I've been planning a trip to take after I finish my studies next semester. It would be for a big event that I've always dreamed of attending and have watched for years. But now my parents just informed me that they have planned a family trip that would take place on the exact same week. This family trip is mostly for my sister who lives very far from us. While I like my sister, her husband's family is also coming and they aren't nice or fun people. Now, I never told my parents about my trip because I didn't have all the parts yet. What should I do? Should I tell them about my trip and hopefully be excused? Or is that selfish and should I go on the family trip since they haven't seen my sister in a long time? Thank you and have a nice day.
Honestly, this sounds just like what we talked about.
Yeah.
We did.
You gotta do what makes you happy. You gotta follow your heart.
The family trip is Lon, and then the trip he wants to go on is Noah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but then is there also any, because he didn't tell them, I mean, he didn't tell them that he was planning this trip.
Right, but he's an adult, so I don't understand.
He's in college.
Yeah, that's over 18.
Well, yeah.
So it's like if your family should have checked, if they wanted you to go so bad, they should have checked your schedule too.
That's true.
So they can't hold, you just have to say like, I'm so sorry, I wish I could go, but I have this big opportunity for this thing I'm really excited about, so I have to excuse myself from this particular family trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they'll get to spend some quality time with your sister.
Yeah. And I'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. That's okay.
I wonder where they're really going. Nice.
I know. I wish we had all the juicy deets.
I know.
Well, he's probably going to, like, Carnival.
However, I will say, if they are really mean or who knows, you never know. Like maybe what that encounter could have been was just him taking something personally, and you have to not take anything personally. If he went, maybe he would have realized that they're all great. You know, I don't know the details of this, but sometimes you have to give people many chances and give yourself many chances.
Yeah.
That's good advice. He doesn't say what the trip is that he wants to take. I don't know. I mean, I will say spending time with your family is also really important, but
especially because, well, the sister does live far away, so it's probably not often they get to be a family together.
Yeah.
That's the rough part.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I wouldn't feel bad if you end up doing this other thing. We don't really have enough specifics.
Yeah, you really have to think about it. Ask yourself why you think this other family is not nice. You know, really, really think if it was just maybe they could have been having a bad day. I like to think whenever someone like cuts me off or something and you're like, fuck you, you're on the, like, they could be going to their, you know,
to their grave.
You never know what someone's going grave. Through. Yeah, I've assumed true. That people haven't liked me before, and it was just all in my head or something.
Projected.
So ask yourself if it's your ego or what. Ask your really weigh. Would you want to see your sister? You know, I was just trying to figure out if I was going to go to my dad's wedding, and I felt really weird that he didn't offer to come help me through cancer. He didn't go to see me when I was at my sister's for Christmas, but he's getting married and he invited me to go, and it's in Florida. And I thought, I'll go because what if something happens to my dad and I'll feel bad that I didn't go? Like, what if something happened to your sister? Like, compare this trip. Is it a once in a lifetime opportunity for a trip where I don't know. I feel like you always have to ask, like, what if something happened to one of these family members? Would you regret not going? Mm. I think that that's kind of a... Is that too dark?
That's a little dark for a college student, but I do...
If it's something he can go... Because he says this happens yearly, right? The thing that he's trying to go to?
Let me see what he said about that. He said... It would be for a big event. He's always dreamed of attending. No, it does not. He's watched for years. He doesn't say what it is. So yeah, I'm imagining it's some sort of video game conference.
So he's watched it for years, so he could always go. And we're assuming this is a guy.
It is a. It
seems to be a big opportunity. I mean, maybe you know what? I don't know.
If it happens every year. Then I would really weigh the thing of, like, could I go next year? And could I go on this thing with my family? If it's something that doesn't happen every year, that this is very special to you, then I'd say, you know, go for it.
I mean, it comes down to you're an adult. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that if you're going on this trip that you want to go on, you're funding it. Mm-hmm. So I would just... weigh the pros and cons, make your own decision, and then just let your parents know. And they might be upset, but you are an adult. So I think you just have to take into consideration everything we've said. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's weird they didn't ask him what his schedule was.
I know. I do think that's kind of weird.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is inconsiderate.
So
he has a complete out in either way.
I think so, too.
Should I play this voicemail we got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me open it.
What's the number? Is it like an 800 number? What
yeah,
you guys get?
We do have some sort of number here. Let me see. We also have this. We just got this voicemail, too. This might be an old one. Let me see.
香港今日强制关闭，详情请按一。Is that for real? Yes. Okay, here's the new one.
Hey, big ones, long time listener, first time caller. This is Henry from the UK. I had a little big one about queuing at bus stops a while back. Anyway, I've got a new quandary for you. So I have a 16-year-old nephew. Let's call him Stephen. Who's an aspiring actor, but not very academic. He looks after himself, stays in shape. He obviously wants to be ready for any potential roles. Now, while he wants to act full-time, his parents won't let him drop out of school until he has a steady job. As luck would have it, he's been approached by a famous brand who make breakfast foods to promote one of their baked goods. We're talking a TV ad, poster, the works. Sounds good, right? Here's where it gets tricky. As well as the ads, he would have to also be a brand ambassador. Plus, he'd have to sign a contract promising to eat the product each morning, especially when in public. The job would allow him to drop out of education, but he's worried about a commitment, not to mention all that stodgy food affecting his figure. So the question is, should he agree to eat muffins every day if it means he doesn't have to go to school? Thanks, bye.
Oh my God. That was funny.
So cute.
Yes. Wow.
He totally reverse engineered that question.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I honestly didn't get chills. It till afterwards.
Well, no, not until you say the last line.
But even as he said the last line, I thought I didn't get it until, like, you guys started to do the thing.
It was based on our reaction.
That is truly...
That was really
cute. Well, should he?
I think you eat the muffins. No, you know, honestly, if I'm being real, I think you have to stay in school.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, honestly.
That was... We got on our Patreon. If you guys aren't subscribing to our Patreon, you should. But this girl wrote in a poem about baked goods that was so amazing. It blew our minds.
It was really good.
So you guys are so creative. That's so wonderful. That was so wonderful.
Yeah. I know. That was like...
And so nice to like be in England for a little bit, you know, just by his voice.
That's British humor for you. Wow.
And here's another one.
It sounds like a machine.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is too.
JP Morgan.
That's cool.
He had a big one?
Yeah, JP Morgan had a big one. Now, wow, that was so nice. What a thrill that was.
I know, it really was.
So well put together. I really am impressed by people.
Now, if you want to leave us a voicemail and get a big reaction, our number is 626-604-6262, but we should make an announcement.
Yeah, Angela, we have to make an announcement.
Should I be a part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, as you know, well there's good news.
This seems weird.
No, there's good news and bad
We're
news.
We're handing the podcast over to Angela.
There's good news and bad news. Let's start with the good news.
The good news is that Erios,
our female women's run podcast network, is going to be launching within the next couple months.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have a date set. It is.
And it's not really. It's sooner than you think.
It's sooner than
you think. Okay, what's the date?
We can't say it quite yet. We haven't announced yet.
All right, tell me after.
Anyway, that's the good news. And the good news is the Big Ones is going to be on that network, all the old episodes, and a new season. Now, Amanda, you say the bad news.
Okay. Now, the bad news is that we are taking a little bit of a break from this podcast just until we launch Erios.
So,
and we're talking, we're not talking months, we're talking weeks.
No, we're talking months.
A little bit of over a month.
Uh-oh. Okay, it's going to be about 2 months.
You know what? That's okay. People have lives to live.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
Okay. If they join our Patreon, they'll still get 2 episodes a month.
Oh my God. You know, join. It's a dollar.
Episodes a month.
It's $1.
They could do as much as they wanted. They could do $100 a month if they wanted.
Yeah, as they should.
But if they're going to just, you know, I get it. You know, you got to buy your coffee. You could give us a dollar.
Let me just say this. If our Patreon gets up to $1,000, and what are we at right now? Like
about 800 something.
So that's only 200 of you. If we get up to $1,000, we're giving you, I think it's 3 episodes.
No, Amanda, that's not on there.
It's not?
No. We can't do 3. We can't do 3.
Honestly, all I'm hearing is that for a dollar minimum, you get to continue on without any hiatus.
Exactly.
So, that's so true.
Two episodes a month. I just don't see the downside. So, yes, we are. This is our final episode of season 4, but we're coming back. I mean, how exciting is it that we're going to be back on our new network, Erios?
And it's not just us, guys. We're launching, like, a bunch of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like the Big Ones, you're really going to like all these shows.
Yeah.
So we're taking just a little bit of time off. It's under 2 months, P.S.
Yeah, I know. It's under 2 months. But you should join Patreon because it's going to seem longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
So thanks, everyone, for all your support. This has been a great season.
Yeah. Angela, you have been such a good closing out guest.
Wow. I can't believe I'm the finale.
You are.
Wow. The grand finale.
I hope I delivered.
You did.
Oh, yeah. That third nipple.
So, Angela, where can people find you?
You can find me if you close your eyes and really, really imagine what a true friend is.
Yeah.
No, follow me on Instagram at Angela Trimber. A as in apple, N as in Nancy, G as in Gela, E as in
elephant.
Elegant.
Oh, elegant elephant.
Elegant elephant. Lovely. Mm. A as in T as in Tom, R I M as in Mary, B as in boy, U R.
As in burr.
Right. Trim your hair, burr your cold.
But without the second R.
Exactly.
And with a U.
And with a U. Yeah.
And your Mocha thing's coming up in July.
July 14th. Please come to the Slightly Guided Dance Party. Follow at LA City. A lot of people forget the city. At LA City Municipal Dance Squad. And then, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for the updates, but please come. It's early enough where you can go to bed. It's a great, it's not for people. It's for people that think that they aren't good at dancing.
Right.
It's also for people that want a space to go full out as
That's
well.
That's awesome.
Don't be afraid. Please come. We're going to be selling knee pads, but don't let that intimidate you.
And do you guys have like shirts for sale and stuff?
We're going to have merch there too. We're going to be having some leggings by Penelope Gazin with our logos all over them. Oh, they're really flattering, high-waisted, really good. They make every butt look like a butt.
Amazing.
That's nice.
And yeah, we'll have some merch there. We're going to have we're going to have Mia Moretti, who's a great, amazing DJ. She's our resident DJ. Wow. She's there. The dance squad will all be there.
Are you going to have auditions for Dance Squad anytime soon, or are you...
We are looking for one more girl.
Mm.
Is she you? I'm asking
you saw
the listener.
You saw my Zumba moves.
Not you. I'm asking the listeners. Is she you?
Well, come to a Slightly Guided Dance Party. Introduce yourself. The last two girls we brought on, we met at our workshops, so... You know, but still be yourself when you come. Don't try to be
anyone but who you are, because Angela will see through it.
Yeah,
she'll sniff that out so fast.
Don't change your hair just for it to impress Angela. She'll know.
I mean, unless I advise you to. Yeah. That would be suggested.
Angela's the go-to for hair criticisms and critiques.
Well.
Constructive criticism.
I would say it's helpful advice.
It's helpful advice, but it's advice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a strong opinion.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah. You need that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you can always email us at thebigwoodspodcast@gmail.com and just say hi or just start sending us your little big ones.
What about the voicemail?
Yeah, the voicemail too.
What's the number though?
I said it earlier.
Oh, you did.
Say it again.
Now it's gone.
All right. Well, yeah. Rewind.
And then
rewind the tape.
Tweet us at thebigwoodspod just to say hi, whatever,
and join our Patreon
and rate and review us. All right. Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to The Big Ones
of the Big Screen.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.